The electronic intifada.
Intifada electronic.
The electronic intifada.
This is the Electronic Intifada podcast. In Oakland, I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman for the Electronic Intifada. We turn to the extraordinary divestment campaign at Loyola University in Chicago. Students for Justice in Palestine at Loyola recently stated that for the last couple of weeks, Loyola divest organizers have campaigned and mobilized the student body in order to pass their resolution through the student government of Loyola Chicago. Loyola divest resolution asked the university to establish transparency, revisit the socially responsible investments policy, and divest its funds from four corporations, Caterpillar, United Technologies Company, Raytheon, and Valero. On March 24th, student senators voted in favor of this resolution by 16 to 15 with two abstentions. Loyola Divest is a grassroots student-led campaign consisting of a wide range of student organizations and student activists calling on Loyola University to divest from corporations profiting from human rights violations committed against Palestinians. This is the third time that Loyola's student body has passed divestment, though the last two resolutions were vetoed by the student government president. The Institute for Middle East Understanding writes in a press release that campus administrators placed enormous pressure on Flavio Bravo, this year's student body president, to veto for a third time, but he refused to do so. Joining us to talk about the divestment campaign at Loyola is Nadine Darwish, member of Students for Justice in Palestine. Nadine, thank you so much for being with us on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thank you.
So, Nadine, can you talk about the significance of having divestment passed a third time in the last couple of years, and especially now as the student body president refused to veto this latest divestment resolution?
So, this victory that occurred this past March 24th in our Senate hearing comes after Loyola divest passed two times last year, the first time 26-0-2, and the second time 12-10 with 9 abstentions. There was a lot of institutional interference, especially last year. Father Garandini and Provost Pellicero at Loyola came out with statements alienating and marginalizing SJP members and using very racialized, derogatory language regarding our resolution. Basically calling us insurgents who just sidelined everybody and brought a resolution out of nowhere, right? So the way they described us is very alienating to SJP members. And following our quick divestment wins last year, there was a lot of heat on Students for Justice in Palestine at Loyola. This past September, there was a birthright demonstration, and SJP was put on probation until May 29th and is no longer allowed to request student activity fund funding. So there was a lot of backlash against SJP, especially post-divestment last year. So us doing it again just shows how perseverant and resilient we are against administrational backlash. So the fact that we were able to sustain a campaign without any funding whatsoever, besides grassroots way of raising money, like falafel sales, donated falafels and selling them, it just shows how committed we are to this cause. So we launched on March 8th, and we had a 2.5-week campaign where we tabled every single day. We gathered 1,300 signatures, undergraduate student signatures. We got 20 Loyola registered organizations to endorse our campaign. So it just shows that no matter what the administration tries to do to us, we're going to keep going. And no matter what statements they come out with, we're just going to keep doing what we're here to do.
Nadine, can you talk a little bit more about this interference by the university president after divestment passed? And, you know, as you said, in the past year, divestment has passed twice in student government, but because of pressure by the university administration on the student government president, those past two resolutions were vetoed. Luckily, this one was not. But can you talk a little bit more about how SJP is resisting the president's attempts to discredit the student democratic voice at Loyola and try and get this resolution canceled for a third time.
So immediately after President Garandini issued his campus-wide email, Loyola Divest Coalition immediately started writing an open letter to Father Garandini that was very wide, that was spread around. It spread like wildfire. The press release that we wrote, or the open letter that we wrote, spread like wildfire. So that's that. I guess just when the administration does come out with statements or whatever, we definitely respond to them in a way that is transparent to us as a student body, so that they can at least hear what we have to say. But regardless, in a way, President Garandini, when he issued that campus-wide email, he helped us more than he hurt us, actually. There are numerous faculty members and a lot of students who were outraged at the campus-wide email that he sent to the school. I mean, so at the beginning of Father Garandini's open letter to the university, he admits that he has never sent an open letter to the university in 14 years of office. So in all 14 years that he has been in office, he has not felt it necessary to issue open letters on any tragedy that has occurred at Loyola in the last, and there has been a lot in the last 14 years. He did not feel the need to make a statement about it. But when a grassroots student-led movement rises on campus and demands that the university adhere to the Jesuit values and divest from corporations violating human rights, he feels the need to come out and try to thwart our movement. So, I mean, that in itself, his admittance that he has not issued an open letter to the university in 14 years, I mean, that's the way he began his letter, that outraged a lot of people. People found it abhorrent. I mean, I have not talked to a single person at Loyola who thought that, you know, was appropriate at all. So in a way, he kind of helped us more than you would think.
Well, finally, Nadine, what's the next step in this campaign? How are you pushing forward with your efforts to have this divestment resolution implemented by the university administration and respect the student democratic process?
So following President Bravo's signing of our resolution, the resolution was actually approved through the judicial branch of student government as well, meaning our resolution is from the constitutional. It was found constitutional. And now we are trying to present to the Board of Trustees on our resolution and make a case.
Wonderful. And how can people learn more about Loyola SJP and your ongoing divestment campaign?
We have a website, sjployola.com. And you have a tab that says Loyola Divest with our contact information and all the details about the endorsing student org, as well as ways to get involved in the campaign. We also have a Facebook fan page, Loyola Divest, that's easily accessible.
Wonderful. Again, that's the voice of Nadine Darwish. She's a member of Students for Justice in Palestine at Loyola University in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Nadine, thank you so much for being with us on the Electronic Intifada podcast.
Thank you.
And that's it for the Electronic Intifada podcast. For news, information, cultural features and reviews, and pointed opinion and analysis, visit us online at electronicintifada.net. You can also post comments and sign up for our daily email digest. Follow us on Twitter at Intifada. Radio stations are free to use this podcast, and on behalf of all of us at the Electronic Intifada, thank you for listening.